Welcome to a new free topic. My name is Maite, and I'm here on Mustard FM 89.6 with
Emeni.
So, what will be the topic of the day?
In a few days, there is a big event. Guess what?
The Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Happy New Year to every Chinese. May listen to us.
Yes, exactly. The 1st of February will be this celebration. And this year is the year of the tiger.
Yeah.
What does it mean? So, according to the Chinese calendar, the year you were born may determine your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And every year is represented by an animal. And legend has is that people born under that animal have certain personality traits. So, do you know what is your Chinese sign, zodiac sign?
Rat.
I'm a horse.
You're the horse.
Yes. But why are there 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac?
Because we have 12 months. It's like our normal zodiac.
There is a myth.
Okay.
So long
ago.
Yes, there was no Chinese zodiac.
Of course.
And the Jade Emperor wanted to select 12 animals to be his guards.
His guards?
Yes. And he sent an immortal being into man's world to spread the message that the earlier one went through the heavenly gate, the better the rank one will have. And the first who cross this gate will become his guards. And only 12 animals cross this gate. And these animals are the rat, ox, monkey, horse, dragon, dog, pig, rooster, goat, tiger, rabbit, and snake. They are the Chinese zodiac signs.
Yeah.
I didn't mention the cat because the cat was the number 13 and he couldn't be part in this work. We can call, work, guard, zodiac sign.
So again, I didn't understand the story. So he wanted to select 12 animals to be his guards.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how he comes with this.
He sent an immortal man to spread like, okay, this emperor is looking for guards. And he wants 12 guards.
Mm-hmm.
The first animals who cross.
Mm-hmm.
This gate
okay.
will become in his words.
Uh-huh.
And the first were the ox, the rabbit, the horse, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And this is a myth.
Interesting.
Yes, because, for example, in our zodiac signs, is every month we change because of the sun, the moon,
blah, blah, blah.
But here is one per year.
Yeah. It depends on the numbers.
Actually, I'm not sure how they decide which animal is the
number,
the animal of the year.
So, for example, me, I'm 1996. Mm-hmm. I am a rat, according to Chinese zodiac.
I was born in 1990, and I'm horse. We can explain every animal and the personality.
Okay.
Amini is a rat. You are a rat. And
no.
How is a person who born a rat? You welcome challenges and enjoy learning about new things. You are funny and smart.
Oh my God, you are
generous.
Oh my God.
And will protect your pack of friends.
Oh yeah, I will protect you, Maite.
Okay, thank you so much. And who is rat? If you were born in 1936... 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984, 1996 as Amini, 2008 or 2020, you are a rat. Another animal is the ox. And you know, Florian is ox.
He's an ox?
Yes. And how is the personality of ox people? If you are an ox, you approach projects in a step-by-step manner.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to do things right the first time.
Mm.
Shy but dependable, you are caring and trustworthy and never lose sight of your goal.
We need to ask Florian if it is right.
Yes, we have to ask.
Does he shy person?
A little bit.
A little bit.
And if you were born in 1937, 1949, 1971, my mom also is an ox. Because my mom was born in 1961. If you were born in 1973, 1985, 1997, like as Florian, or 2009, mm-hmm. you are an oxen. Mm-hmm. The tiger is the animal like of the year. Yeah, yes. Okay. And
who's tiger?
Who's tiger?
Nobody,
no. Because if you were born in 1938, 1950, 1962, 1974, 1986, oh, my sister is tiger.
Okay.
1988, 2010, or
yes.
this year, yes, 2022.
Yeah,
yes, and how is a tiger? You are a natural leader,
mm-hmm.
but often like to do things by yourself. And you believe in fighting for what's right, even if you will lose in the end.
Mm.
People born in a year of the tiger are predicted to be brave, competitive, unpredictable, and confident. Good.
Perfect.
Yes.
Can I be a tiger?
No, you cannot.
Not
change.
Not a rat.
And do you like rabbits?
Rabbits?
Yes, in general.
I remember when I was young, my grandfather has a farm, little farm.
Uh-huh.
And I always catch little rabbits and I play with them.
Oh, I had one when I was a kid.
I love animals.
So, mm-hmm. for the people who are listening to us, born a rabbit.
Mm.
If you were born in 1939, okay, too old, maybe you aren't listening to us. 1951, 1963, 1975, 1987, 1999, 2011, you are a rabbit. And how is your personality? Well, like it and popular, you have a large circle of family and friends. You are very protective of them and they protect your back.
I think my mom, she's a rabbit. She was born in 1975.
75?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So, yes, it's a rabbit. And do
my
you
mom,
feel that?
You are a rabbit.
Yeah, your mom is very protective.
Okay.
And she protects people and
family.
Her people protect her.
I protect my mom.
Yes.
I love you, mom. And she has a large circle of family and friends.
Yes, and rabbit people tend to keep your cool and avoid conflicts.
Yes, that's true. My mom is like that. She doesn't like conflicts.
Yes.
She always wants like calmness. Like, it's okay, it's okay. Everything is fine. Everything is okay.
The perfect example of rabbit person. I mean, his mom.
Yes, my mommy. I love you.
So now
we go to the most iconic character in Chinese empire or cultural is dragon.
And Mariam is dragon.
Oh my God, Mariam, yes. You are dragon.
Because she was born in 2000, and if you were born also in 1940 or 1952 or 1964 or 1976 or 1988 or 2012, you are
dragon.
A dragon.
Okay,
yes,
we have now Mariam, she's a dragon.
Yes, and as I said many before, dragon is a symbol of power and good fortune in Chinese culture.
Wow.
Is one of the most popular figures in Chinese
yes.
art. The dragon is believed to be a combination of nine animals,
wow.
including a frog, a tiger, an eagle, and a fish. And how is the personality of dragon people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you are a dragon, you go out of your way to help your friends who often seek you out for advice. Your outgoing personality helps you get along with many types of people.
That's true. This is Mariam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Actually, it's good to know about
I
Chinese
want to know about horses now.
You have to wait, because now I want to tell you about snake.
Born a snake?
If you born a snake, you really own your instincts before asking others their opinions. At times you want to take a break from the action. It's not that you're lazy. Sometimes you just like to think. They need time to think about their problems or their next movements. So if you were born in 1941, 1953, 1965, or 1977, or 1989, or 2001, or 2013, you are a snake. And my brother is a snake. He was born in 2001.
I will tell you now about the horse, okay? Born yes. A horse like Maite.
Like me. And Lucas.
And Lucas as well.
Yes.
So if you were born in 1942... 1954, 1966, 1978, 1990 like Maite, 2002 like Lucas, 2013, I don't know, like you, you are a horse. So now, you have leads of energy and love adventure. Do you love adventure?
Sometimes, I know, yes. Okay, I'm living here in Hungary because it was an adventure that I took 1 year ago. And so, yes, we can say yes.
Yeah, we are adventurous people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you take charge. You take charge? I think, yes.
Yeah.
And understand people. Do you understand me?
Yes, for sure. I try to understand people, actually.
So, you know how to work a crowd. If you were born in 1943, 1955, 1977, 1979, 1991, 2003 and 2015. You are sheep or goat. At your best, when people who admire you flock to your side, you stick by your friends, you are artistic, creative, and like to look good.
My little sister was born in 2003 and she is in this way.
Mm-hmm. She likes to look good?
Yes, always.
Mm. Also, me, I like to be good.
So, what about monkey?
Monkey? This animal is really strange. Monkey, rat.
I love monkeys in
yes,
general.
Yes, I know. Your favorite animal. I remember.
So, if you were born in 1944 or 1956 or 1968 or 1980 or 1992 as Xenia, 2004 or 2016... You are a monkey.
Xenia, you are a monkey.
Yes. And how is a person, a monkey person?
Okay.
So swinging from one group of friends to another, you love to have a good time.
Like
you like to entertain your friends by showing off your talents.
Of mathematics.
And they appreciate your cleverness and sense of humor.
Mm.
Good.
Good.
Xenia is clever and she has a good sense of humor.
Xenia, you are clever and you have sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
The next animal is a rooster. If you were born in 1945 or 1957 or 1969 or 1981 or 1993 or 2005 or 2017, you are a rooster. And I think Raymond is a rooster because he was born in 1993, if I'm not wrong. Born a rooster, you are
practical and resourceful, no?
Yes.
Resourceful. And you use what you have to succeed without taking a lot of risk. A hard worker, you say what's on your mind and have a sense of style that set you apart.
So now dog.
Dog,
Francesca and... your brothers.
Yes, my brothers.
So, if you were born in 1946, 1958, was born in this year, in 1958, or 1970, or 1982, or 1994, as Francesca, 2006, and if you were born in 2018, you are a dog. So, how is the personality?
That's true. Francesca's like that. She is very good listener. So if you're a dog, you are a great listener who can keep a secret. Loyal to your friends, you have a keen sense of right and wrong and stick to what you believe in. Mm-hmm. This is really Francesca's. Her personality is totally like this.
Yes. Actually, the other day she told me, I don't know why, but everybody comes to me to tell me their not only problems, like
motivations,
doubts, problems. Because, yes, she's a great listener.
I think she's the most good listener in the whole group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. And now, the next animal is the next and the last one. Because with this animal, we close these 12 Chinese zodiac signs, mm-hmm. and it's the pig.
Pig.
Yes, and if you were born in 1947 or 1959 or 1971 or 1983, 1995 as Gloria.
Oh, Gloria.
2007 or 2019, you are a pig.
Oh my God, Gloria, you are a pig. I'm so sorry. But the meaning of the pig, smart and caring, you live to help other people. You have great taste and love to wallow in the nicer thing in life. That's true.
You have great taste. Yes, she loves it.
Yeah.
And she loves cook. And she, if you love cooking, you need to have a great taste.
Yes. That's true.
But not only there are animals in the Chinese zodiac signs.
Yes, because related to this 12 animals, there are the 5 elements. So the animals corresponding to the year you were born in is only one part of your Chinese zodiac profile. So they don't have only this. They have the 5 elements. The philosophy of the 5 elements is another, drawn from the Chinese concept of Wu Chung, or 5 elements theory. This doesn't refer to chemical elements, but the type of influencing energies that affect each other through interactions. While Western astrology incorporates beliefs about the 4 elements of earth, air, fire, and water, the 5 elements of the Chinese zodiac are metal, water, wood, fire, and earth. The 5 elements impact the Chinese zodiac in several ways. After you've looked your Chinese zodiac animal like we did right now, finding the elements for your birth year will tell you more. Each zodiac animal also has a fixed or permanently rooted element that they are governed by no matter what the year. For example, why 2021 is the year of the metal ox? Because it's affected by the mutable or varying elements of metal. The ox's fixed element is always earth. So, here are the 5 elements' basic meaning according to the guide to Chinese horoscopes and how to find your element. So, the first one is metal. Birth years, last number of your birth is 0 or 1.
The birth years. Okay, for example, I was born in 1990. My last number is 0. My element is metal, right?
Yes, associated with solidity and willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The second one is the water. Birth years, last number of your birth is 2 or 3. Associated with responsiveness and persuasion. The third one, wood. Birth year, last number of your birth is 4. Or 5, associated with imagination and creativity. Fire, birth year, last number of your birth is 6 or 7, like me. Associated with passion and boost of dynamic energy.
Good, passion.
Yeah, I have passion. The last one, earth. So birth year, last number of your birth is 9 or 8, 8 or 9. Associated with down-to-earth qualities that encourage focus and commitment to achieving goals.
So this year is a year of the tiger, and the year is 2022. And if we follow these elements rules, is 2022 is the water tiger year. Mm-hmm.
Not only China
uh-huh.
believes in this zodiac, but also other Asian countries.
Oh.
So the Chinese zodiac has a great influence on several other Asian countries, like South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Singapore, Thailand, Myanmar, In some countries, zodiac signs are the same as the Chinese one, while some of the animals differ in other countries. So, for example, Japanese like Chinese, but I like the pig, the boar, the...
Okay, they have the same animals, less the pig. They don't have pig, they have boar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And Vietnam, the 12 Vietnamese zodiac animal in order like rat, buffalo, tiger, cat, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig.
So they have a cat.
You have a cat. And they have buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The 12 Thai zodiac animals in order are rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, naga, a mythical half-human and half-snake, spirit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they have a mythical animal in their...
And the snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig.
Mm. So... Before doing this program about Chinese horoscope, okay, we aren't a professional predictor, but we can read about the year, general prediction.
Okay.
Yes. I can say general prediction.
But, you know, Maite, I think you believe in this horoscopes things?
Sometimes. Okay, I don't follow every day like, oh, I need to read my prediction of the day. Favorite, like the personality, I can find some similitudes with my personality, but maybe I don't know. It's
not 100%, I think, because it depends. For example, the rat, like me. So I work on challenges. Yes, I work on many challenges. I enjoy learning, that's true. Funny and smart. Thank you. Yeah, that's true. But also there's another things in my personality that didn't...
Yes, because...
For example, I have the artistic and creative side of me, but there's...
Yes, because for example, in zodiac horoscopes, it's not only one sign. We have a lot of different signs inside of our personality. And maybe in Chinese horoscope is the same.
Yeah. And like in general, maybe.
Yes, because, come on...
But I think
not everybody has the same. Okay, you were born in October, or you were born in 2022 or 2001. Not every person who was born in this year has the same personality.
Yes, yes. No. But for example, our personality, according to the Chinese horoscope, I think kind of yes. For example, Xenia or
Francesca. The general. Yeah. Yeah, the general idea, yes, it's true. We can say yes.
But you have some perceptions.
Yes. To end this program, I want to tell you listeners how will be the Chinese 2022 horoscope.
Yes, it's the year of the tiger. Yes. So what does it mean?
So how will the Chinese 2022 horoscopes be? Chinese 2022 horoscopes promise a year full of love, adventures, and creative comprehension. The year is favorable for the lovers of the dog zodiac. Business and professional life will be stable. There will be no drastic changes in the financial condition, and the finance will flow smoothly all year long. So if you are a dog, this is a good year for the love. So Francesca, pay attention.
Pay attention, Francesca. You will have a very good year this year.
Yes.
According to Chinese horoscope.
Yes. So thank you so much
for listening as dear our listeners. Thank you, Maite, for having me today. And also, it's our last program together.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much to share with me your time and a lot of progress. We did a lot of programs together.
We have many very funny, have very good.
Yes. You can listen our programs. And also, you can follow us on Mustard FM, on Instagram, and also on Facebook.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Amini.
Thank you.
One more time. And... See you
in the next
episode.
Bye-bye.